Hi, my name is Dave. I'm your host. You're listening to The Last Podcast, where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm happy you found us. And if you're a returning, welcome back. I really appreciate you listening, and I hope you continue to find tips, ideas, and value from listening to this podcast. Today is Wednesday. It's like hump day. It's like in the middle of the week where, you're just... Got through going off the weekend, and you're 2 days in or 3 days in at work, and you're saying, wow, two more days, and you know, the weekend's here. I remember those days, and you know, I could tell you this right now, working is definitely a good thing to do, especially when you need the money, but working to just be existing, that's a different story. Nobody wants to just exist. And I can't believe that anybody truly want to just let me exist. I think everybody has a passion, something that's deep down inside and say, hey, look, you know what? I'm ready to try something new, but I don't know what, right? So we get to that point in life where we want to try something new, but we first afraid of stepping out of our comfort zone, right? And we're afraid that if we leave our job, we're so afraid of the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen because this is really all we know. And this is all we've done. So stepping out and trying something new is like frightening, right? I get it. But let me ask you a question. If you don't ever step out your comfort zone and be uncomfortable, I think you're just existing. You're just going with the status flow, the status quo, and the status of just existing. You got to do something different. You have to add variety in your life. You have to be able to say, you know what? I am tired of doing the same old thing every single day. Unless it's something that doesn't feel like work. Unless it's something you're insanely passionate about. In that case, by all means, do it every single day. Me, I like a little variety. I like to mix it up. I like to do something different every single week. I like to say, okay, well, I did this last week. Let me try this week. And you know what? I may not be doing anything spectacular, but it's a variety in my life. You know, you got to find what might be a variety in yours. So for me, I enjoy writing. If I could sit at the computer and write all day long, believe me, I would. But, you know, life gets in the way. And there are times, like I said, I can't sit and do the same old thing. Even though I'm passionate about writing, even though I'm passionate about especially this podcast, I'm telling you right now, this podcast has been a godsend for me. It's been so therapeutic. It's been awesome. But you know what? What's really better than all of that? I gotta tell you, it's people who appreciate you, you know? It was people that say, hey, look, I received your message and I'm telling you, I thank you. So I'm going to read something to you. Thank you, Dave, for your support. I really appreciate your advice and wisdom. I really do. Thank you for always being there for me and being a constant source of support and encouragement. You have a heart of gold. Thank you for your support. And thank you for supporting me during a difficult process. Even though we only known each other for 3 months, you've been a great source of advice, support, and I thank you. When you start to get to know people and you start talking to people, and even through the blogs, people start saying, hey, that moved me. What you said was, it resonated with me. Thank you so much. I'm going to tell you right now, that means the world to me, because I know that I'm on this mic and I'm on this podcast and I be giving it my all. I mean, I really, if I don't feel well, I'm still saying I got to break my neck to get to this podcast. You want to know why? Because I love it. Because it feels good. And I know that if I'm just spreading 1 ounce of message that might resonate with someone else who might be going through the same thing or who have gone through the same thing, and they understand and they say, hey, look, I get it. I know what you're going through. I've been there. And wow, you are saying the right thing. I appreciate this. I just passed this message along and shared your podcast. And I was like, wow, okay, this is great. I love it. So we all want to do something different. And I got to believe that. I got to believe that if money was not an object, what would you do? If money was not an object and you didn't have to worry about money, you didn't have to worry about paying your bills, you didn't have to worry about putting food on the table, you didn't have to worry about how or where your kids were going to grow up, eat, go to school, or any of those things, what would you do? You know, that's a question that so many people would say, you know, I would do this, I would do that. If money wasn't an object, I would do this, I would do that. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I don't get no money from this, but I enjoy it. I do it for free. If you could find something that you enjoy so much and you could do it for free, hey, hang on to it, because you never know where it might take you. You never know whose heart you're going to touch, whose mind you're going to enlighten. So try something new. You never know where it may take you. I'm starting to get people who will write or text a message, and it's such a positive message that I go to bed saying, you know, well done, David, well done. You've done something that helped someone else along the way. And they might be going through a tough time. They might be going through a rough time. They might be going through something that's so unimaginable, but you might give them hope with your words of inspiration, your encouragement to keep going, to keep fighting, to keep moving forward. You have to continue to go forward and move. Try something new. Get out of your comfort zone. So this talk today was just something that I just started talking, and this is what's coming out. I'm telling you what's in my heart and telling you what's on my mind, and that's basically what I do. But I really enjoy talking, and hopefully I might have something that will resonate with you and have you think and provoke you to think and possibly change something within your own life for the better. So that's my hope for you. I hope that you go out there and try something new. That's the message for today. Just simply go ahead and try something new. Or better yet, try something challenging. Wow. Oh, you want to do something exciting? Try something challenging. That's right. I mean, it would stimulate the fear. It would stimulate your mind. It would stimulate your body. When you are doing something challenging, you got to be engaged. You have to say, okay, I got to do it this way. I got to focus. And you know what? You want to be the best, right? You want to try something challenging. I don't know if you have the spirit to to be competitive. And I know sometimes I do. Sometimes I can be very competitive, but there are other times where I really wouldn't care. You know, I don't need to go up against anyone. I don't need to prove anything, but it's just sometimes I might want to go up against myself. I might want to feel like proving something to myself, not anyone else, but me. I want to be better than I was yesterday. I want to be better than I was last week. I want to be better than I was last month, last year. So I have to keep on challenging myself to become all that I could become, and that I might be able to bring some value to this society and to the people that I come in contact and the people I love. I want to bring value to everyone that I meet, everyone that I greet, everyone that I love. I want to bring something to the table. You know, it's great when you can go to Thanksgiving with a little something, and you know, you may not even cook. But if you go to the store, you buy some wine or you buy a pie, you buy some cake, and you're coming in and you're not coming in empty handed, which is that's okay too. But sometimes you want to come in bringing something, you know, and for me, I'll bring whatever it is that I can bring, whether it's a good conversation, whether it's something to eat, or whether it's just a smile and a hug for you. I want to bring something that's going to uplift your spirits. That's just the way I am. What do you want to do? I hope you go out and try something challenging, something new. That's right. That's all I got for you today. So don't forget to stop by on Friday, which is Poetry Friday. Hey, do me a favor. Share this with someone. You know, like it and subscribe. I mean, it really helps with the algorithm. And I just put all Google had where you had Google Podcasts. So they are pretty much shut down Google Podcasts and everything, and they had everybody transfer their podcast over to YouTube. So I don't have any video. It's just me and my mic. So I'm hoping that you guys can just give me a hand and go there and just like it and subscribe, and I could just move up in the ranks, and hopefully more and more people would start listening, and I can actually touch the lives and hearts and minds of so many others. I thank you so much for your time, for listening and spending some time with me, and I hope that I continue to bring you value, a little joy, a little happiness, and sometimes a little entertainment. Again, my name is Dave. You're listening to The Last Podcast. I hope you have a fantastic week. Bye-bye.